Good afternoon. A nice day in progress across interior New York and New England with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds, low humidity, and a gentle breeze. Temperatures will continue to climb, reaching readings in the middle and upper 70s and some spots touching the 80-degree mark by the end of the day. Energy rotating around a larger storm in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pass by through the afternoon hours, touching off a few isolated scattered showers or thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side, particularly across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and the southern half of New England, closer to higher humidity values, which are present along the eastern seaboard. The storms will die out after dark, and skies will be mostly clear tonight. Comfortable humidity across the region, temperatures back into the 50s. High pressure will build in from the Great Lakes, and it'll be dry tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Some clouds will begin to move in late in the day in advance of another warm front, and temperatures will be back into the lower 80s. As that front passes through Thursday night, the humidity levels will climb. It'll be mostly cloudy and muggy on Friday, and with more energy passing through, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be more likely during the day. High temperatures on Friday will reach into the middle 80s. This system should clear the coast by Friday night and set us up for a good-looking weekend with two dry days. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower 80s on Saturday and upper 70s on Sunday. Additional disturbances will pass into and through the jet stream flow for early next week with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for both Monday and Tuesday, and highs will stay in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Cindy, located about 170 miles south-southwest of Morgan City, Louisiana. Cindy is moving toward the northwest near 8 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the north-northwest and then toward the north is expected tonight and early tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Cindy will approach the coast of southwest Louisiana and southeast Texas late today or tonight and move inland over southeastern Texas or southwestern Louisiana tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected today, and slight weakening is forecast to begin tomorrow. Cindy's expected to produce total rain accumulations of 6 to 9 inches, with isolated maximum amounts of 12 inches over southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle through Thursday. This rainfall could cause life-threatening flash flooding in these areas. Elsewhere, severe thunderstorms are possible from parts of the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles northeastward to Minnesota and Wisconsin. Damaging wind gusts and hail are the primary risks, although a tornado or two cannot be ruled out in the Corn Belt. And excessive heat warnings remain in effect for the Southwest, as temperatures will again reach over 120 degrees in the deserts. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Boston, mostly sunny, the risk of a shower or storm in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, sunny and breezy, with highs around 70. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1938. And the record low, 41, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with some clouds building in late, lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and more humid Friday with scattered showers and storms, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds both weekend days, lower 80s Saturday, upper 80s Sunday. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.